Coming to you every week with all things Brawl Stars, this is the Brawl Couple Podcast.
Everybody to the fifth episode of the Brawl Couple Podcast. I am your host, Colt, and with me today is the spicy queen herself, Hannah.
Hello, everybody.
Hannah, how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. Really excited for today's episode. Get to break down the Brawl Talk that just dropped today at 10 o'clock, and it's going to be a great episode.
Yeah, super excited to talk about that stuff. A lot of good stuff coming to the game in the next update or so.
But that'll be for the topic, so we're going to go ahead and get into the Brawl news. We missed last week's episode. We apologize again. We are just super busy with college starting back and working. And
exhaustion. It's just,
we will get our crap together and but
we'll get back on a schedule. It just starting back to school is just quite exhausting, but
I'm already writing 6-page papers in the first week of school. It's ridiculous, but
I'm already writing 2 programs for 1 homework assignment, so but we'll get the hang of things again. So anyway, on into the news.
Yes, last week we missed the 3 challenges that were the Solo Showdown Challenge, the Duo Showdown Challenge, and the Brawl Ball Challenge. Hannah, how did you do in the Solo Showdown Challenge?
LOL. I can't even tell you. I'm embarrassed to say how many times I had to buy my way back into that challenge. I don't do Solo Showdown. I just don't do it. I hate it. I'm not good at it. And it, several times, well, I won't even say several. That's too low. Many times I bought back in to get more tries. I didn't do well in it. I didn't enjoy it. How did you do?
How many tries? Was it unlimited?
I don't know, but I did a few.
I bet it was only like you could buy 2. I can't remember.
But I did more than 2.
Really?
I might have hit 5. I was at least close. Yeah, it was bad.
Good Lord.
So bad. Yeah. Oh, it's embarrassing.
I was doing fine in the Solo Showdown Challenge for the first 3 rounds. And then I got to the Thousand Lakes map.
Yes. Yep.
And I was like, I was feeling good about myself. I was playing Eve. She can walk on water. Okay, she is the Jesus of Supercell Brawl Stars. She can walk on the water. And I'm like, there's no way I can lose. And I lost like 3 games in a row playing Eve. And then I just texted Hannah and was like, okay, who did you play on this map? And she played Janet. And Janet got me through that map. Thank goodness. And then I don't think I had a loss after that. So
I did. I had several on that map, and then there was one other one that I had several losses on. And then the rest of them was easy. Like, I didn't have any losses, but there was 2 maps that just completely screwed me over. But I will say, though, I ended up playing Janet on most of the maps, and that's how I ended up winning. Except the last one, I played Shelly.
Yeah, I played Shelly on that one as well. That was so long ago, I didn't write down who I played, but
I did, but it's been too long.
I just know I got the spray.
Thank goodness. That's all I care about. I'm out a little bit of money from that, but it's okay.
How'd you do in the Duo Showdown Challenge?
How did we do in the Duo Showdown
How did we do in the Duo Showdown Challenge?
We did pretty good. How many times did we buy attempts?
I'm pretty sure we did bad.
Did we?
We had to buy like 2 attempts. 2 times.
Really?
Yeah. We talk all this smack like you know, we play so much duo showdown, and then we had a really hard time.
Well, it was sweaty.
It was very sweaty. I can't even remember the maps that were on that one, but we got the spray.
I mean, that's all I care about. I mean, we got it. I thought we did better than that. I do. I'm remembering now, though, that one map, you were playing Bow and I was playing Crow, and it was just not working. I don't know the name of that map. But we did. I think we did all. It was kind of the same kind of situation. It was just like this one map kept screwing us over.
Yep. But like I said, we got. Well, actually, that challenge had two sprays. There was one you got for like, I think it was like 12 wins, and then the 15th win. Or it might have been 12 wins to win it all. I think it was just two rounds.
It was literally the same spray. It was just flipped facing
the other
direction.
Yeah, it was flipped to the other side.
I didn't really understand that.
Yeah.
We have them, so.
But the Brawl Ball Challenge.
Now, we played that with Yami.
Yes.
And
we, No. We did not play that with Yami.
No, we didn't.
We were going to play it with Yami.
And something was going on.
And he was busy that night, so we just found a teammate. Who
was really
gosh, yeah. Dude. This teammate, I don't remember his name.
He was cracked.
Whew. He showed up, you know, when you click your find teammate, he had his mortise out. And you know when you got a dude with a mortise out.
Oh my goodness, dude.
They're usually very sweaty. And
he was one of those I tried to friend him and he had too many incoming friend requests.
He was good. We only lost two games.
Yeah, we did.
That,
it was easy peasy.
I mean, I would say we carried our weight, but I mean,
this
guy was top tier.
You typically don't have that kind of luck when you're using that find a teammate thing, but we got lucky. And I mean, I definitely do think that we pulled our weight, but he was so good. But easy.
We got done, and then you just hit him with the thanks
because
you can't type and chat.
Yeah, but thanks, bro. No, your back's hurting.
But the hardest challenge was the challenge for this week. Let's see, we did it Wednesday. This we played with Yami.
Yeah, this one we did play with him.
I was like, the hardest challenge, okay, you know, 18 wins. That's a lot of wins. And I was like, you know, we're going to have to sweat our butts off for this. How'd we end up doing?
We did okay. We had to buy tips. Okay. No, we did good though.
No, you gotta hype us up.
Okay. Right now. Okay. Well, we did really good.
We were absolutely sweating with Yami.
Figuratively and literally.
We got all the way to 16 wins with 3 losses.
Yep.
Okay. Like, absolutely phenomenal. There was no way that we thought we could have done that. And then it went downhill from there.
Yep, always does.
Right after we got the red spray, we were... what was the game mode? Was it knockout?
I can't remember. It might have been. Or wipeout, something.
I can't remember. Whatever the...
I think it was wipeout. I don't know.
I can't remember.
But, yeah. It all just fell apart.
Yeah. And once we lost that fourth time on 16 wins, I was like, I was so mad. Because I didn't think you could buy anymore. You know, being the hardest challenge, I was like, okay, 4 and you're done. And then all of a sudden, you can buy 2 more attempts for 3 gems. And I was like, oh, praise the Lord. And then we won one game and then lost 2. And I was like, okay, that's it. We seriously got that close. And then it pops up 3 gems. Oh my goodness. Thank the Lord. And then we got our final win, giving us that spray. That is a huge flex in the game. You see somebody drop their little silver lightning bolt and we got the The Brawl Stars logo.
I freaking love that spray, though.
It is a nice spray. I will say, I liked
all of them.
I like every single spray that was in that challenge. But huge shout out to Yami.
Yeah, Yami kicked butt.
We were absolutely sweating in that challenge.
We were, and I was really hoping. Like you said, when we got to that, what was it, 16th win? I thought, wow, we're really about to do this without buying back in.
Yeah, the pressure got to us for sure.
And I was like you, I had no doubt. I didn't think at all you'd be able to buy more temps. And I was so depressed because even though I liked all the sprays, the one at the end was my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so sad.
Yeah, so the hardest challenge, I'm going to say, is false, because honestly, the championship challenges are harder.
Oh, those are definitely harder.
I don't know why, but they are. But again, huge shout out.
It was fun, though.
Oh, yeah, it was really fun.
It's probably my favorite challenge. That or the Brawl Ball.
Absolutely. That was the hardest challenge was the most fun challenge Brawl Stars has ever done.
Like, and it was so competitive, but it wasn't competitive on the level of those championship challenges. So, like, it was real competitive, but it was still, like, super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was having a good time. So,
yeah. Thank you, Supercell, for... They're really good at giving content. I mean, there's like, a challenge every week in Brawl Stars. Like,
yeah.
They do a great job keeping up with Brawl Stars, creating challenges and content for people, and
they definitely keep you engaged with the game. But good news is, I don't know about the hardest challenge, you probably know, but all the other ones will come back around, so they say.
The hardest challenge did say it would come back around.
Yeah, so you'll have another chance at them if you didn't beat them this time, and feel free to reach out to us if you want to know who we played. You probably don't now. We told you.
I played Bo on like four maps.
Bo's always a good choice.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Insane. And Janet. Apparently Janet.
You played Janet like most of the time.
Most of them. Almost every solo showdown challenge map. And on most of the Brawl Ball and most of the hardest challenge maps, I played Janet. So, pick Janet. You'll probably do all right, I guess.
Yeah, she's slightly broken.
Just a little, but, you know, it's okay.
But the one last bit of news is the Supercell Frank, not the Supercell Frank, the Supercell Make Frank skin. The voting closed 2 days ago, so hopefully soon we will see which skin won, and pretty excited about that.
I can't wait.
Huge fan of all the Supercell Make skins. The only one I don't have is Whale Watch Nita.
I do like that one, though.
I need to get that one.
I do, too.
And I like buying that one, because, I mean, it's super cool that, you know, these artists get some of that money.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
You know, I have no problem supporting that. So.
Well, I saw so many for Frank that I absolutely loved. So I can't wait to see which one it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard time picking between, well, I guess I've already done that, but would have been a hard time picking between all those, because there's some really good ones.
So many good ones.
I'm still on Shrek Frank train.
Yeah.
Give me the Shrek.
All of my favorites were the one where he was like a magical like tree type thing.
Yeah.
Those are my favorites.
I do like me some trees.
I do too. Which... Yeah, I kind of have a tree obsession, so kind of late. I also saw one. I think I showed this one to you. He was like a castle.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that one was so cool.
Yeah, there's some very, creative. Very creative people
that hop
on there. That's, you know, even if I knew how to do that stuff, you know, I'm just not that creative
to come up with
that stuff.
Anyway, so that's exciting. I can't wait to see which one it is.
Absolutely. Well, that is all the news we got for this week. So we're going to go ahead and hop into our Brawler of the Week. Do you have your Brawler of the Week, Hannah?
My Brawler of the Week, I think, I'm going to go with Piper.
Piper?
Yeah. which I love her, and you know that I love her, but I don't know. There's so many brawlers in the game now compared to when we started playing that I just forget about so many that I love. But I've been playing her a lot this week, so I'm going to pick her. She's fun. She's really fun.
She's really good.
Yeah, she is really good. What about you?
My brawler of the week is the man in the barrel. What's his name? Oh,
it's Daryl.
Daryl in a barrel, baby. Jeez. Okay. Love me some Daryl. I've been pushing him recently. Got him up to, rank 20, either rank 24 or rank 25, I can't remember. Specifically in Brawl Ball. The combo of throwing and rolling is just, it's amazing in Brawl Ball. And on top of that, one of my favorite skins in the game, the soccer ball, Daryl. I love that one.
I've been pushing Spock, so really he's probably who I'm playing the most recently, but I can't say him every week.
Well, that's not, I mean, you could technically, but that's not what Brawler of the Week's all about. You know, it's about who you're enjoying that week, who you've had fun with, and who you've been winning, clapping some cheeks with. So.
It'd have to be Popper then, but I do love Spock. I've just, he's come to be one of my probably top three favorites in the game.
He's probably my favorite legendary.
Oh, definitely. Definitely my favorite legendary. But anyway.
We're now introducing a new segment to the podcast. Now that we have a Discord, please go and join that. But we have...
Link in the description.
But we have a... Shoot, what do you call those things? The thing on the
I'm
left
not
side of the screen.
Discord.
Yes, you are. You are more Discord than me.
Like a channel.
Channel.
It's a channel.
There we go. Yeah. We have a channel called Play of the Week. And this is where our members in the Discord can send in their Play of the Week. And the best one gets on the pod. So... We did not have many plays of the week, but Frostboy did send in a play for the week, and it was a very interesting mechanic that I did not know was in the game. He was playing Fang in the Duo Showdown Challenge, and there was a buzz, and as Fang, he used his super to shoot away from the buzz, but the buzz used his super to latch onto him, and Fang just dragged the buzz with him, and I had no idea that you could do that.
I didn't either.
And it got me thinking, I was like, okay, so who else can Buzz do this with? And one that I have no idea who is, what if Buzz hits Piper while she's in her super?
I would love to say that.
Does
happen.
He just... fly in the air?
We need to test that out.
We do need to test that
out. Okay, we gotta do that. I would laugh so hard if
you did. Because there was... Me and you were playing the other day, and it happened with another brawler.
It did.
But I can't remember who it was.
I can't either. It was who I was playing with, wasn't it? I think... I don't even remember. But I do remember saying, I did not know that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. Maybe it was... No, I don't know.
Well, yeah, we definitely need to test that out, see if Buzz flies in the air with Piper.
Yeah, I need to know what happens.
I mean, I guess it's really any brawler that has a, you know, like a dash.
Runaway cord.
Yeah, pretty much. So. But shout out to Frostboy. Awesome clip. Really funny. Thank you for sending it in. So now we are going to get into the topic of today, the Brawl Talk.
The Brawl Talk.
The Brawl Talk.
Came out today. Long awaited for. Always look forward to them coming out. I'm pumped.
Absolutely.
This is probably the most excited of, which I don't think it's all coming in the next update, but I think it will all be in the next couple or few at least. But I have not been this excited about an update in a long time.
I 100% agree with that. Absolutely super excited for this. So, we're going to start it out with our two new brawlers that we're getting. Our first brawler is the chromatic brawler that will be in the Brawl Pass, Sam. So now Sam has a very interesting mechanic, and he's going to be a brawler that I'm really going to like because I love me some tanks, and he's basically male Rosa.
Pretty much. Which I love. Yeah, pretty much.
Love me some Rosa, so I'm going to love male Rosa Sam over here. He's a boxer, has, I can't remember them. They're called like
Knuckle Busters,
that sounds right. Okay, so let's see if I can describe this. So he has these Knuckle Busters. He starts with his super, which are these Knuckle Busters. And he can throw these Knuckle Busters. And it does, I believe in the Brawl Talk, it did 2,100 damage to brawlers.
Yeah. And it could do it to, like, more than one brawler. It didn't stop when it hit one.
Yeah, it goes through opponents, which, super strong. I'm like, a close-range brawler, a close-range tanky brawler with a long-range attack.
He'll get nerfed.
Oh, man, this is right up my alley right here. I'm loving this. And then he does more damage when he has his knuckle. What did we say? Bluster?
Buster? I don't even know if that's right.
I'm pretty sure that is
but
right.
It sounds good.
His knuckle busters. And when he throws them, he gets a speed boost, and then but he does less damage, which makes sense because he doesn't have.
But he also reloads faster, correct?
I think that's right. He reloads faster.
But
he
does less
also
damage.
He might move faster.
Or maybe he punches faster. It's something.
I think he reloads faster.
Because when he has
right
his knuckle busters, he reloads really, really, really slow.
Mm-hmm. But then he can get his super back within, I think it was 5 punches, and then recall those knuckle busters again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna love him so much. I'm super excited for Sam. But what do you think about him?
I think he's cool. He probably won't be my cup of tea, but I think he's really cool though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to try him out.
I love his design too.
I didn't really like his design.
The mustache.
Woo. Mustache.
Woo. Nice stash. And oh shoot, what was that other thing I was gonna say? Oh yes. He is the second brawler within the Golden Arm gang trio.
With Bale.
With Bale. So super awesome. One more brawler, and then we'll have another completed trio, and we might have to revisit the best trio within the game. So
then we also have Gus.
Gus.
Gus. Now I'm more excited about him.
I'm very excited about Gus as well. Do you want me to explain him, or do you want
to explain? Yeah, you go ahead.
So the way Gus works is it's a lot of information to take in.
It really is, and not much of it, honestly.
Yeah, it's really hard to break that down within the small video of Brawl Talk, but he has shots. I can't remember what he throws. And he has a little bar under his ammo bars that charges up, similar to like BB when she gets her speed bar or when she's about to get her shield or whatever. And as you're hitting brawlers, it increases. And if you, I can't remember if it was if you kill a brawler or if it's just when that bar charges. I think it's when you kill a brawler, it'll drop a ghost, which can then heal your friendly brawlers.
Yeah, and from what I understand, the friendly brawlers have to, like, walk through the little ghost?
I think they just have to walk near it, maybe. Like, close enough to it. And we don't know for sure how much it heals, but there was a Bonnie in the Brawl Talk that walked over it and healed 1,200 health. So it could be more than that, or it could not be, but we don't know yet. And then his super, you can auto-aim and put a shield on yourself, or you can aim at friendly brawlers and put a shield on them. And I'm calling it first right here. He's going to be broken. This is going to be the best support healer in the game.
Yep. And, like, I know because we watched Kairos Tom's video, and he was comparing it to Edgar's shield that he has with his gadget, and it's got so much more health than that. Like, over 1,000 more.
Yeah, you thought Edgar was annoying.
Yeah. Can you imagine? What if that shield can stack on top of Edgar's shield that he already has? People are going to abuse that if you can.
That's possible. I think Kairo said that in his video. Did he? Yeah. He didn't know if the shield stacked or not. But, I mean, can you just imagine, like, anything? Imagine a bull coming at you with a shield.
Yeah.
Imagine anything, really. Anything with a shield. It's just going to be ridiculous, but super, super happy. Gus is a super rare brawler. That is the blue rarity, which means there's a very high chance of pulling him, which means saving the money in the wallet rather than buying him.
Yeah.
But there was a meme that I think Frostboy posted in the Discord about. It was like he had no big boxes saved up from the Brawl Pass, and he was like, sees Brawl Talk and there's two new brawlers coming out, immediately starts saving boxes, and he had like two boxes.
I had not even thought to do that until I saw him say something about it, and I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah, he sent something in the club chat about it, and I was like, dude, you're so smart. I don't know. Why did I not think to do that?
But yeah.
It's just habit. You see that box, and you're just...
Yeah, because I opened one. Literally, right after I told you, oh, yeah, I'm not going to open anymore. I didn't even think about it, and I opened one, but... Now I've got one sitting there, and it really bothers me. I'm not going to lie. It really, really, really bothers me.
Well.
That they're just sitting there unopened.
I used to do that with the old Brawl Passes, because I was a maxed account, and so I was just saving all my boxes and power points for the next Brawl Pass when I'd get the next brawler, and then just level him all the way up, and then good times. But
yeah, I'm really excited about Gus. I think I'm going to love him. He's more my thing. And I don't know, I just think he's going to be really fun. But super excited. Two new brawlers that are very different. Very new ideas, which I love.
That is one thing Supercell has done a great job of, is there's really no overlap in brawlers. They're very unique. All of them are very unique, and it's really fascinating that they can come up with that many ideas and, you know, keep the game interesting.
I don't know how they've done it. I don't know how they just keep coming out with ideas, but whatever. I love it. I'm excited.
But with Gus being a super rare, you know, come on. Just give us another rare brawler.
Yeah,
so what if it breaks the game and everybody gets them on their first box, you know, like...
Everybody does that anyway. I mean, it's like the ones that you get out of the Brawl Pass or when they add one to the Trophy Road. I mean, And even when they like just add one that you can get out of a box or it's in the shop to buy, a lot of people are buying it. A lot of people are getting lucky and getting it out of the box. That's all you see for like a week. But, you know, that's the fun of it. It's kind of funny because I think it was Tick when they added him. I can remember I hopped into a game with him, Solo Showdown. Literally, that's all it was. There was not a single brawler other than Tick on that map, and it's kind of funny. So just let it happen.
Yeah. The rare brawlers, they need some extra help. You know, all they got is Rosa, El Primo, Poco, and Barley. You know, just go on and add another brawler to that category.
Yeah, they really need to.
So, yeah, please just add us another rare brawler. They have the best background color in the game.
You're biased.
I'm very biased. I love the color green.
I do love green, very much. I agree with you. It is a great color. But, yeah, they need another. Four is just sad.
It's very sad.
It is. It's weird, kind of.
Does this...
And how many...
Does chromatic? Gus become the sixth brawler?
That sounds right.
Because you got Daryl, Carl, Penny. Daryl, Carl, Penny, Jackie, Rico. So, yeah, I think Gus becomes a six. So, you know, Super Rare needs some help too, but...
And we're going to have, like, 500 chromatic brawlers.
Yeah. they're going to have to, like, come out with another rarity.
Yeah,
and then put that in the Brawl Pass, because... There are going to be a bunch of chromatics, that's for sure.
Yep.
But enough of that. Within the Brawl Talk, we also got some awesome skins.
Yes. Man, so excited.
Wonderful looking skins. All right, the first skin is Caesar Sam. This is the, when you finish the Brawl Pass, this is the skin that you'll get. What did you think about that?
I really liked it. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't not like any of these.
Yeah, I love all of them. Super cool looking skin. You know, really excited for that one. And then Desperado Poco is the one that you get your level 1 Brawl Pass skin. How do you like that one?
I love that one. I may get that one, actually.
Well, you will, because it's in the Brawl Pass.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, sorry. I was actually looking up a picture of it, and I kind of zoned out for a minute.
Oh.
I was trying to find a picture of it, but yeah, I'm excited about that one. I'm glad I'm going to get it for free, because I really like it. I don't even have a Poco skin.
Not necessarily for free.
But kind of for free.
Yeah, I do really like that one. Will I run it over the Serenade Poco, though? I don't know.
I know, that's the only thing. I want that one really bad, but...
That's the one I use.
I don't know. I don't even have it, so I'll probably just settle for this one.
Yeah. Another one we got was Lawless Lola.
Love it.
I do really like that one as well. We got Crowbone.
Oh, I love Crowbone. This one.
Yes.
Yes, I'm getting that one.
I'm probably getting all these, if we're being quite honest. I mean, they're amazing.
Yeah,
I love that Crowbone one, but I don't know if I like it more than the Phoenix Crow.
See, I do, and I was just about to. I've been waiting for Phoenix Crow to come in my shop because I was gonna get it, but I think I'm gonna hold out for this one. I think I like it better.
It's, you know, if you're more on the dark side, you know, you might want to pick up
this one. I'm a little dark. Deep inside somewhere. I like Spooky. He's spooky.
You are huge fan of
Spooky season.
Halloween. Spooky season. So.
And he's for Spooky season, right?
No, he's not, but...
He looks like it.
He's kind of...
Crow's kind of Spooky season himself, so...
Yeah, I mean, he is a crow, so...
Yeah, I'm getting that one for sure.
I agree.
No doubt.
The next one was Moon Bunny Squeak.
Love it.
This one's pink, and we know Miss Hannah over here loves some pink stuff, so...
I'm obsessed.
I'm gonna pick it up, just because Squeak, man, he has, like, no skins. The only ones he has are the little ghost one.
Which I have.
And then Potato Squeak.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge fan of the potato squeak.
I'm not either.
I mean, it's kind of funny. It's just, I don't know. I run the ghost one.
I do too.
But, you know, I do like this one.
I'm getting this one. I'm definitely getting that one because I also have Bunny Penny and I have Bunny Grom. I love the bunny skins.
Dude, there's a lot of bunny skins.
There is, and I love them. And I'm getting another one, so I'm excited.
But, arguably the best skin in the game now, we got Stonks Pam, Stonks. Baby. Stonks.
Such a freaking name.
Oh my gosh, dude. I love Supercell so much for putting this skin in the game. And it's so funny. What, like, who deserves it more than Pam, honestly?
Nobody.
Pam is amazing. Shooting the stonk symbols, stonks. Like the little arrows. Oh my gosh, this is better than her, like, evil Pam skin, in my opinion.
Because it's such a meme. Like, it doesn't get any better.
But it's also a good
skin. It's a good skin. Like, it looks good.
Oh man, I'm super excited.
Yeah, I laughed when they popped that up on the screen. I was like, you're kidding.
I mean, that's amazing. I love Supercell adding the memes into the game.
It makes it fun. So,
but there's two more skins. Okay, the second to last skin was Mecha Mortis. Woo! That is probably the cleanest looking skin in the game. It looks better than Mecha Bow and Mecha Crow. Any of their recolors, I mean, yeah, that's, you see a Mecha Mortis now,
oh god,
you know who the sweat
run
is.
Close the app and go to bed because it's over.
And like, it's coming with like a whole thing of pins and
a spray too, doesn't it?
Yeah, so like, I think it's a $20 skin, which...
But honestly,
it's a lot,
a deal.
But it is a good deal.
Because I wouldn't be surprised to see that skin, just the skin alone, being a $20 skin.
Oh, I mean, like, the Pam skin's a $20 skin. And
so
I don't
it's
think
a deal.
You might get a pin.
But I do think that they said that you can only get that set like that the first time he's out. I think when he starts rotating back into the shop, you can't get those anymore.
Oh, okay.
You don't get that deal.
So you better have that wallet at the ready.
I mean, don't take my absolute word for it, but I'm about positive that that's what they said.
Okay.
So.
Thank you for that information. Yeah. I did not pick up on that.
No problem.
That's also come with two recolors, Mecha Mortises, and they were, I don't know the exact colors. There was like a darker version, I know.
Yeah,
I can't remember the exact
had, like,
colors.
Red on it or something.
Yeah. And then... The last skin, Trick or Treat Leon.
Which I will be getting the second I can.
I'm a huge fan of this one. The time when we were playing Brawl Stars the absolute most, probably, which we play a lot of Brawl Stars now, but I can't remember which. That might have been like 2019 when the Werewolf Leon came out.
I think it was.
Oh, man. I don't know if this skin can compete with Werewolf Leon to me, just because I love that Werewolf Leon so much.
I don't think it's as good of, like, Werewolf Leon is more like a cool skin. This one's more, I hate to use the word cute, but it's really cute. It's a cute skin.
It is cute.
So, like, it's a different kind of skin.
Yeah.
But it's more my kind of thing. So
I like it. I think it's cool too.
It is a cool skin, but it's a different vibe than the Werewolf Leon.
I really like it. And that one's part of the
spooky season.
The Brawloween kind of packs and stuff. So we'll get some more skins with that one.
They said more Halloween skins are coming.
So that was just showing one of the skins to come with it. But
I can't wait.
That's all the skins. We are getting a new PvE mode. It's a mode where you're protecting 8-bit. So, like, you're fighting the robots, you know, the little... You got the tall guys, the shooty guys, the boxing guys, and the, like, mouse
the little
robot
circle
things.
Ones that are super fast.
And you got to protect 8-bit, and it looked like he would... like, boot down, and then you'd have to go collect coins so that he'd start walking again.
Yeah.
And I love PvE game modes. Like, me and Hannah love, especially Robo Rumble, and we like Boss Fight too. We hate Big Game. But
yeah, I can't stand.
Well, that one's not game. PvE. That one's actually PvP. But yeah, so we're super excited for another PvE game mode. As well with that, the robots are getting remodeled and they look a lot nicer. You know, they're really shiny and sleek looking.
Yeah, they look a lot better.
Big fan of that. And then the last thing we're going to talk about within the Brawl Talk is, well, actually, do you have anything else to talk about that PvE game then?
Not really. I'm excited about it. I don't know. I mean, I'll have to play it to see how I really feel about it, but I think it's a cool idea. You never know.
I honestly think it'll be funner than, is it more fun?
Everybody says funner, just saying. funner.
It'll be more fun than, Robo Rumble, honestly, I think.
Especially now, because, I mean, I still love Robo Rumble, but you and I both agree, it's not as fun as it used to be.
It's not.
I don't know, like, whoever's listening to this, if you were even playing before they made the change to Robo Rumble, but used to, you just went into the game, and there wasn't a time limit. You survived as long as you could, so you kept going through those harder stages, but it was all within one game. So, like, I know we would get up to, like, well, I don't know, 7-minute games sometimes, probably. Six, seven.
I think around six, yeah. Seven was, like, yeah.
God level. But, so, that, it's not as fun as it used to be, but I think now that this will be more fun than Robo Rumble is how it is now.
I mean, I'm not a... I don't think changing the time limit on those was bad because, like, you know, most games are 2.5 minutes long. Like, not even that. Like, you can play Brawl Ball and, you know, finish a game in, like, 30 seconds sometimes.
Yeah. And they had to. I mean, with all the... Because we went from tickets to this... To the challenge top setup. So, I mean, they had to change it because it really wouldn't have... I guess they could have made it work, but I know why they did it. And, like, it's fine. I just miss the old way. But
yeah, but anyway, I think it'll be, you know, a really fun addition to the game.
Yeah, but I do too.
The last thing we're going to talk about is they are redoing Gears.
Praise the Lord.
I agree. This is what we needed. Gears are awful. I mean, they're way too expensive. I mean, I have Power 10 brawlers that I don't even have gears on yet just because I can't get any, like, damage gears or shield gears or whatever. And so what they're doing is they're cutting the cost of them. Okay, I do believe they are getting rid of the, like, you know, the silver. There's, like, silver, blue, and then purple. Pretty sure they're getting rid of silver and blue. And so you'll just have, like, the purple gear. And they're reducing the cost of it. As well, they are going to have, like, specific gears for brawlers now. So it's not just going to be, like, 5 gears, you know, that you can put on any brawler. There will be, like, some that are specifically for a brawler. And, they're going to get rid of the, what is the scrap? They're going to get rid of the scrap. That is what it's called, right?
I think, yeah.
Yeah, scrap.
Gear scrap, yeah.
Yeah, and, it's going to be not 100% sure, but it's most likely going to be coins that you're going to buy these with now, because Frank, from Supercell, not Frank in the game, was saying that the coin
is going to be more of a coin-based type thing instead of
I can't remember what he was saying. It's like the coins. I don't know.
Like you're gonna use coins.
Yeah, but he wasn't saying like it's... He wasn't like 100% confirming that it's only coins.
He didn't really go into specifics. He just basically said that coins were gonna come into play with the gears.
I think that's what he said. Coins were gonna come into play.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't like a specific thing about it. Just, you know, kind of dropping a hint. But... And they also said that everybody would get refunded for, like, yes, every gear that you've crafted or, like, and I think all the, like, scrap and stuff that you have will get changed out for, that's, he was talking about that with coins, too.
Okay.
That you would get coins because they, okay, they would refund you for all the gear stuff that you have currently, and you would get coins because coins are going to come into play with gears. That's kind of what he was saying.
There you go.
And like Kairos Tom said, and I'm not going to do it, don't really craft any more gears until the update comes out. Because it's just going to all get refunded anyway, so I'm not going to waste my time on it.
I'm right there with you. I am done with the gears.
I've been done with the gears since I came out in the game. It's just been awful.
I mean, good idea. I hate to have lived through this gears situation, but like...
Good idea, but poorly executed, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, I was just like looking at my account the other day and I was like... I mean, I have max... I only have 5 power 11s. And I think on 4 of those, I have like 2 gears fully max.
Yeah.
And that's it. So I was just like, oh my gosh, this is going to take forever. And then I was like, oh man, if they keep adding like new content, or if they add a whole nother level, I'm just like, oh goodness. So thank goodness we're getting a rework on this. Thank you, Supercell.
Yes.
For listening to the community. And, you know, that's what makes them such a great company, because they actually do listen to the community.
They do. So. I love that. It's how they, I don't remember if that's how they started out the Brawl Talk or what, but they said that, you know, like, we've heard you guys, and we agree on most of your concerns about the game. So, it's really nice that they listen. And, because it's, I know, like, me and Colt, we took a break from the game a while back. And it was because of the gears, mainly. I mean, we...
It turned me away.
It did me, too, because we had literally killed ourselves to get maxed. And I still was missing some star powers and stuff. And then they added these new levels and all these gears, and it just turned us away from the game, and we didn't play for a couple months.
Yeah.
Missed
a whole Brawl Pass.
Yeah. I missed 2.
Well, actually 2. Whoa.
You did that one in like 2 days.
Okay, no, we missed. We missed 2.5.
Yeah.
Because we quit like in the middle of Lola season. That's when they added the like levels and gears, and we were just like, yeah, I'm done with this. And then was the Fang season. Didn't play at all. Biggest regret of my life.
Sorry.
And then Eve came out. Didn't play. And then there was like 6 days left in the season. And, you know, I just hopped on, you know, because I think I'd like recently gotten back into some Clash of Clans, and then hopped back on that, and there's 6 days left in the season, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, I do kind of miss this game. And then did the math, bought the Brawl Pass, and was able to complete the Brawl Pass in 6 days, because, like, I did the math with, you know, if I did, like, the dailies and stuff, I had, like, just enough in order to get the last Eve skin.
I didn't do that, because I didn't want that stress, but I think I played with you.
It wasn't. It wasn't as stressful as I thought it would be, but
so yeah, we didn't play for a couple months for that reason, and we finally were just like, whatever, we missed the game. It's not going to stress about it; just going to play.
Now here we are making a podcast about it, because this truly is the best mobile game.
It is,
without a doubt. I mean, Supercell is the best mobile game company, in my opinion. Like, all these big names, like Tencent and I guess Tencent's probably like one of the biggest ones. I don't really know that many other ones, but I mean, Supercell just, they take care of their games and do a great job with them. And, you know, they're coming out with 3 more new games that I'm definitely going to try. Really excited about those. But, yeah, that's all we got for the podcast.
So. Lots of fun stuff coming, lots of stuff to talk about. So,
yeah, we will try our best to get back on a schedule. You know, hopefully y'all can understand. I'm sure majority of y'all are in school, and it can be an absolute pain sometimes trying to find any time to, you know, there's a lot of things you got to balance in life, so.
College is a full-time job that you don't get paid for, and then we both work on top of that, so.
Yep.
It's just, and we're tired. So, and last weekend, we actually had somewhere to be, which is rare, but we were not even home for most of the day Saturday. So anyway, we'll do our best to get back on a schedule and we'll do it. We'll fall back into the groove.
We'll get her done.
Get her done.
But so please go follow our Discord, not follow, join our Discord and join our subreddit. Those links will be in the description. And you got anything else to say?
I reckon that's all.
All right. This has been the Brawl Couple podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See y'all later.
Peace.